thrilling with the love of a rare design. Yeah. And happiness means fulfillment.
People a chance to get their pencils.
I'm feeling
if they don't trust to their memory or their magic markers so they can put it on the wall, when will you be where?
Oh.
Oh, well, gee, we have to find out from you when Buzzy will be where, right?
Yes.
Well, tell us, tell us.
Hello? Hello?
Hi, hello. Hi, we're in the same room. Why are you saying hello to me? You've been here for 20 minutes. You're saying hello. You didn't believe that I put your mic on? Is that it? You're testing the microphone? Because you're one of those club musicians, and they get up and they do mic tests because they care about how they sound.
That's right, Bob. You took the words right out of my mouth.
Uh-huh. Well, put them back.
You took the words right out of my mouth.
Oh.
So, how is it here at Speech Radio these days, Bob? How are you getting along?
Well, it's a little tense. It's a little tense. I miss Robert Knight. I understand that he's not fired.
He's just in the band wasteland of.
Oh, he was downsized.
He was downsized, or he was terminated, or he was made invisible. He's at the Village Voice this week. Quite an interview with Robert Knight. Telling it like it is. I suggest everyone pick up the Village Voice.
And Bob Lederer has been downsized.
And he's in the Daily News today, right, Bob?
That's one way of getting publicity for the station.
Well, they're talking, and the publicity isn't necessarily good for the station. But the truth will out, as they say. You even got some people downstairs, Bob. You got a little vigil going down there. You know, a lot of supporters of yours down there. Joel Myers, and a lot of the others that are from the Good Light Board.
You're on the radio. Hi.
Yes, hello, Bob. Let me turn my radio down. Hold on, please.
And that's goodlight.net.
Goodlight.net, yes, on the Good Light Board. It's, you know. It's...
And Sharif is here. He's going to be doing a rap song after a while about the calls that we're getting.
Yes, sir.
Sharif is a genius at the freestyle art.
Yes, sir.
And that's what we can...
I can read it on the air, I guess. You know.
Now, why? Where is that music coming from? Do you hear that music? From that other control room, somehow.
No, it isn't. It's coming from your video cassette, Bob.
Oh, that's what it is, huh?
From your video player. Just pull out the power if you want it off.
Well, no, why should I do that? I'm going to put it on the air under us there.
All right, Bob. May I speak now?
Sure, go right ahead.
Bob, I want to thank you for the Arturo's story, and I want to... thank you for Bob for keeping up the spread. And I wish everything worked, you know, better, you know, the spread of Samori and different things at WBAI. And I hope things better for Ireland, too. All right?
Yeah, it's wonderful to hear that. Thank you very much.
Keep it up.
What is your name, may I ask?
I just want to be just like that. All right, Bob?
Okay.
All right, then. Keep it up, Bob.
Thank you. You're on the radio, I trust.
Hello.
Hello. Oh, I recognize your voice.
I do.
I don't want to say happy Tisha B'Av.
Oh.
But there was something that happened today that must have reverberated in
yeah,
you,
yeah, because
right?
Tisha B'Av, the millions of martyrs were killed, murdered, and the both temples were destroyed on Tisha B'Av. And you had the audacity not to speak to me, and I went to inform you about that a couple of weeks ago. And you have no respect for the millions of martyrs who died in that terrible Holocaust in Israel.
I have no respect for them.
Yeah, well, I tried to speak to you, and you cut me off. Well, you cut a person off, it shows you have no respect.
Well,
I forgive you. I hope the Lord forgives you.
Oh, yeah. Well, think of me as a radio moil.
A radio what?
Moil.
Moil?
Yes.
A radio is immaterial. We have people who are speaking from their graves who want to be remembered. Millions of people were killed by Tisha B'Av, and you had no, you didn't want to speak about it 2 weeks ago when it was a memorial.
Well, but what is today?
You still can speak about it, but it's a little late today.
It's a little late. It's thousands of
years
late.
You're always late. You people, when I told you 10 million Jews were dying in 1938, you laughed. You
Me?
Said, eh,
I was 5 years old.
Yeah?
I was 5 years old in 1938.
Your grandparents.
Hey, my parents were very upset about it.
In 1938, they told them there'd be a slaughter of 10 million Jews.
Are you talking about my mama?
Yeah, about anybody's mama or papa. They
Listen.
Didn't believe there would be a Holocaust. When the Holocaust came, and they then believed about it.
Listen,
so it shows you
the people who were
out for the old generation,
the people who
generation.
Were subjected to it
and
didn't believe it was coming either.
And there's people who are going to die in the future. Or maybe. You know, there may be another Holocaust coming on because the prediction was made that 10 million Jews would die, not 6 million.
Well, I think, you know, I think it's time for you to spend the rest of the night in prayer and meditation.
I would agree with you wholeheartedly.
And we'll take another call. You're on the radio.
Yeah, Bob, this is Astro. I'm Shelton.
Astro, listen, Astro, you got to tell me something.
What's that?
How do you do it?
How do I do what?
How do you always manage to get on the air when there are hundreds of other people who try and say that the line is busy? How do you always do it every week? How many telephones do you have, Astro?
Just one, that's all.
Just one? Does it have a redial or something?
I've got a redial, but I never use it.
Oh, well.
But anyway.
Well, maybe you're blessed in some way, Astro.
But anyway, the
Why don't you take a few minutes, just a few, and tell us what you called about?
Well, the reason I called is I think that any nation that's at war destroys its economy, whether it's Ireland or the Middle East, there are Jews and Arabs, and the Palestinians have suffered 500 people dead in this uprising, and the Jews have suffered dozens or hundreds of people. And as far as the Holocaust goes, I suggest the man remember 6 or 8 million Jews died in the Holocaust, 1 million Gypsies, 1 million Christians in the Arabs, and 50 million people in World War II. And broadcast on here, World War II, a documentary here by the historian, naval historian, who said that he went to the National Archives and he found out that the U.S. Had intelligence that the Japanese were going to bomb Pearl Harbor, and Roosevelt let it happen to get us into that war. So the men of Pearl Harbor sacrificed themselves too. And as for other things, you got to realize something else, that Johnson in the Vietnam War and Nixon sacrificed 57,000 to 58,000 boys in the Vietnam War, hundreds of thousands wounded, and bombed with Agent Orange and marijuana and cocaine to Air America. And during World War One, Roosevelt knew that Woodrow Wilson, the Germans took an ad in the New York Times warning that if we shipped munitions on American ships, the U.S. Germans would torpedo American ships. And they did, and that started the war. And, of course, all these presidents that start these wars are well aware that the military-industrial complex, World War One, according to historians, was fought because England owed money to J.P. Morgan, and they wanted them to pay back the money they owed to J.P. Morgan through indemnifications of Germany. Even the indemnifications of Germany weren't so high during World War One, we wouldn't have had World War Two and the rise of Hitler. And Charles Higham, a New York Times reporter, wrote a book there called American Swastika, telling how American corporations, some of them, put Hitler in power with European corporations and banks. And so we have all these things, and there's a Holocaust there of the Indians in America, there's a Holocaust of the Jews. When the Irish came over, the Italians, the Germans, the Jews, there were a Holocaust of them in the sweatshops. The Spanish now, and the Chinese, the Holocaust of them on the railroads. The Japanese were interned in World War II. Italian-Americans were interned in World War II.
Not to mention the continuing Holocaust of African-Americans.
And Africa, the Holocaust over there.
The one that's going on there now.
As far as the Holocaust in Africa,
so
as Reverend Al Sharpton went to Africa and saw that the blacks were selling their own people there in tribal wars into slavery, just like I broadcast on this radio station years ago, that if it wasn't for the black warriors in Africa there and the wars going on in there, they would sell their captives to the Europeans and Arabs, and they would bring them over here in slave ships, and the WASP did that too. And, of course, when Columbus went down there, down in the islands, he wanted the Indians to mine for gold, and if they didn't do that, he tortured them and hung them and so forth. That's in a biography of one of his sailors I heard broadcast in the BAF radio.
And Astro, did you hear the report in the BAI news today about the torture devices that are sold from the United States?
And that's in U.S. prisons in the United States, too, they said.
Yeah.
And it being done in U.S. prisons in the United States, they're using these pepper sprays and other gases. They're using electric shock, which can cause medical problems and severe damage to not only the cops who tried them themselves, these medical belts, electric shock belts.
And the thumb handcuffs with serrated edges.
Yeah, that's right. And we also know from Gary Knoll that the electroshock there wipes out the memory of many people there and severely damaged mental health clinics. And we know all...
Wait a minute. Maybe that's what happened to Gary Knoll's computer.
I tell you what else we know from, Geraldo Rivera going into Willowbrook Mental Hospital back in the 60s there. He showed the retarded living in their own feces there, not being fed or clothed. And every nationality was in there, staff members, and very few of them said anything because they were being made, making a living out of that. And there were Jews or Irish, black, Hispanic, Italian, you name it. They were all working on the staffs of those hospitals, and they said nothing. And when you say nothing, then you're following orders, just like the Germans did. Remember that. And that goes to the police department, whether they're creating a Holocaust against the blacks, or in prisons, the guards, doing things that are wrong and not saying anything, or anybody else not saying anything. Remember, if you want liberty, you have to have eternal vigilance. And with peace comes vigilance. And now there's a law coming that I heard on the radio today, one of the news shows, I caught the end of it. A law in Congress there to prevent the publications of papers like the Pentagon Papers. Now, if it wasn't for the Pentagon Papers, maybe the American people wouldn't know that Johnson went to Congress and told them the Gulf Tonkin ship was attacked by Viet Cong troops while the sailor on the ship, or the admiral, whatever he was, on the Gulf Tonkin U.S. ship, wired Johnson in the White House that we were not attacked by Viet Cong ships, and Johnson took the telegraph, the admiral or the lieutenant, or the captain of the ship, put it in his pocket, went to Congress, said we were attacked, and it raised, sent hundreds of thousands of troops to their death and wounding in Vietnam and Cambodia and so forth under Nixon. And then, of course, then we have, JFK sending military advisors to Vietnam there, and Bobby Kennedy being in on out, McNamara. McNamara, of course.
Astro, you know,
McNamara was head of Ford, and they were.
You should have hours on the radio like Mae Brussel did, because you know it all. You know all that history, Astro. But there are so many, Astro, there are lots of other people who want to call.
Let's have peace around the world, and let's not all become cannon fodder for the politicians, is what I say.
Good statement.
The game of war, nobody...
Good statement. You're on the radio. And you're on the radio.
Hello, Bob.
Hello.
Turn off my radio.
Okay.
I just wanted to say there has been a Jewish community in India for over 1,000 years. I think it first Jewish community was in a place called Cochin, but I'm not really sure of that. That like second fact. Second of all, the judges of the Ninth Circuit were kind of angry because they weren't told that there was some software had been installed by the systems administrator to monitor their usage, computer usage. And this is a typical kind of software that you find in most corporate America. But no one told the judges, and that sort of software can keep track of where judges are going.
Well, the judges hadn't been concerned about it until now, but now they're...
Well, I think they've always... judges in the Ninth Circuit have always worried about privacy. But I don't think anybody... I don't think the systems administrator told them that that software had been installed.
That privacy is dead.
Yeah, because I think they would have ordered the systems administrator to remove that software. But that's a guess, and I really don't have more. I really need more information to really know what's going on. I just heard a report on National Public Radio about it, and I guess I'll have to do a search on the internet to get more information.
Well, if you get any more information, call us and give it to us, bye.
Right, but
Hi, you're on the radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Okay.
Mr. Bass.
Yeah.
That's Randy Credico.
Randy Credico.
You talk to me?
Well, of course I talk to you.
Well, anyone that I associate with seems to lose her job there. Grandpa Al Lewis, Robert
Knight.
Well,
it's bound to happen sooner or later, Randy, so you may as well get me fired now as
all right,
3 weeks from now.
All right. Well, you know, you'll be fired, but you'll be back in, two or three weeks or 2 or 3 months from now anyway.
Mm.
4 or 5 days a week, which, you know, you should be.
Mm. If I could only count on that, Randy.
Well, if you only owned
a radio station.
Huh?
If you only owned a radio station.
Well, you know, I do own the radio station because I'm a contributor to the station, so I'm one of the owners.
That's right.
So it's being one of the owners of the station, like so many others, you know, we'd like to see you 4 or 5 days a week.
Well, not only that, but you own the airwaves. The FCC says that the airwaves are to be operated in the public interest, convenience, and profit. No, necessity, they said, not profit. They didn't say anything about profit. Public interest, convenience, and necessity.
Right. It's amazing how... First of all, that you're still there, and I admire you. You've been there for a long time.
Well, someone told me last night that I'm a fossil.
You're a breath of fresh air.
He could have said that I was a relic, you know.
Well, I'm a relic.
He didn't say. He said I was a fossil.
They said you were a fossil?
Yeah.
Who said that?
Maybe he means fossil. No, I don't think so. I think he means...
On the air they said that?
No, in front of a group of people. I'm kind of used to that, though, you know.
I want you to know that you have a lot of support out there.
Mm.
You have a lot of support. And you know what? So what?
So what?
You may be the next person that gets the axe. But Okay, not because of me. You can't blame me.
I'll blame you if I want to. It's a free country.
All right, it's a free country. I just want
There's a lot of blame around here for people that don't deserve it. Why shouldn't you get your share?
I definitely am going to get my share, I'm sure. But I'm going to be coming back on Saturdays at noon with my old buddy Al Lewis soon. And, you know, we have for those folks...
Al Lewis is going to be doing a Combs show.
And that's Friday night.
EVD, yeah.
And I'm supposed to be on that show. However, I'm going to Texas on Saturday for another massacre like the one that Bob Knight tried to report on this station.
Is this another town where the same thing was going on?
It's actually a city called Caldwell, which is near Austin, about 100 miles from Austin, and a city of about 21,000 people, and 150 African-Americans were shanghaied by an informant there into the, not yet into the prison system because they're awaiting trial. And it's... for me, probably much scarier and much more profound politically than Tuya. This is a huge, huge story that will be aired on most stations.
The secret, the dirty little secret about Tuya, is that when people lose their homes because they're in jail, someone can build expensive condominiums.
Well, what happened there is this. They took away, when the women were arrested there, about 11 women lost their public assistance, what would be called public housing here. And they took away immediately, within 10, 15 minutes of them being booked, they lost their homes there. They lost their apartments. They lost their public housing. And it was a definite concentrated effort. Now, in Caldwell, it's much more, yes, much more profound and much deeper. And I'm going down there on Saturday for a week. And Robert Knight's reports on Tuya with the Reverend Sanders is something that everyone in the city and across the country should have heard. On that night, this would have been a great thing for WBAI to have aired the interview that only Robert Knight got. Are you still there?
Listen, this is a station that's supported by its listeners, not managed by its listeners.
But you're right. But the story that he would have with the Reverend Sanders likening the war on drugs and this city being symbolic of it, Tuya, to the civil rights movement was really something that the listeners of WBAI, you know, for the money that they fork into the station, should have been able to have...
fork and be forked in return.
Well, you know, I heard the tapes, and we did not get an opportunity here in New York City to hear this great interview, which is now, of course, all over the map on the various other stations and on the internet. This one interview, as the president of the Friends of Justice in Tuya said, that Robert Knight was able to insinuate himself into a situation where he got absolutely the best interview of the entire weekend in Tuya on the two-year anniversary of the drug sting there. And Tuya, of course, is ground zero of the drug war.
Maybe we should just give the details of what happened in Tuya. There was a sheriff who admitted that he had trumped up charges. I mean,
there's a guy. Let me tell you what happened. There was a guy by the name of Tom Coleman, who was a ex-Klansman, from a Burke County, where he had owed and stolen a lot of money from the sheriff there. And he quit his job. He's working as a welder. He was hired by the sheriff of Swisher County, which includes Tuya, to undergo this undercover operation for a year and a half. So after a year and a half, on the night of the bus, July 23rd, 1999, 46 people were arrested. 39 were black. The other 7 were Latino or white and connected to the black community. And they were all arrested that night and charged. No guns, no money, no drugs were recovered that night. But the first eight or nine defendants got, sentences of 25 to 300 years in prison. So the next 15 pled out.
I mean, where was the drugs?
The drugs. Thing is, like, some of these guys I know because I was there over the last year. I was there. I was in
where
Korea
were
for
the
4 months. The drugs. The drugs. A lot of these guys work at a place called the Cattle Barn. Where they have a sales, called a sales barn. Every Monday they have a huge cattle sale. It's like the most, famous institution in Tuya is a sales barn. And the guy who owns the sales barn.
Is it a feedlot or a...
It's not a feedlot. No, there's a lot of feedlots, but on Monday they have an auction. Called the Tuya Cattle Auction.
I see.
And the guy who owned it, now most of the guys who were arrested worked there 2 days a week for cash, $5.15 an hour, and they would, someone would do crack, right? Maybe 10%. But the guy who actually owned the place, 3 weeks ago, he was arrested with 100 grams of cocaine, the guy who owned the sales barn. And he's out within 15 minutes of being arrested. He had 100 grams of cocaine, and he owned the sales barn where most of these poor black defendants worked who were charged. And this guy looks like he's getting off. And I don't think he should go to jail for that. Okay? And the district attorney in the county, Terry McKeachin, said this guy is this is a real shame because he's a good Christian. And he attends all the different functions at the Church of Christ in downtown Tuya. And it looks like they're going to, like, blow this case. Caldwell, which is 100, 200, 400 miles south, three times as many people were involved in the same kind of situation. Texas has 200,000 people in prison. 200,000, 700,000 people.
Yeah, but they're killing him pretty fast when
they're
getting
killed. But you know, you can imagine the kind of defense that you get on a death penalty case. We all know it's shoddy, right? Mm-hmm. The guy who fell asleep. Can you imagine how bad it is on a drug case? And the fact of the matter is that
a lawyer who fell asleep in court, and the judge said that the defendant was adequately represented,
right?
Because his lawyer was there, even though he was sleeping.
Okay, now on drug cases, there's so many guys. Like the last trial I went to, the guy got 60 years in prison, and 60 years. The guy's 22 years old. He gets out when he's 82, and the lawyer that he got, the judge,
he will have learned his lesson.
We hope so. We hope so. And that is to never, ever try to air any kind of progressive.
He didn't do anything, right? Except exercise free speech.
Absolutely. Yeah. Talk about Robert Knight.
Right.
But that story, I hope that the listeners out there, start calling up and really hear the new leader. And he's a black minister out of Tennessee, Reverend Ed Sanders. That interview, which is the most important interview that I have heard in the civil rights movement in over 30 years, Robert Knight was able to get that, and
so much more.
We were robbed. We were robbed.
He does great things every time he's on the air, not just in on Tuya. He's had a history of 25 years.
That's right.
Of the most amazing reporting I've ever heard.
Absolutely.
And the man is a genius, and the man has mellifluous tones.
Absolutely.
When he opens his mouth and he puts words together, he tickles your heart. He makes you laugh. He makes you cry. And he does it every time he's in front of a microphone. So we miss Tuya, but we miss everything out of that man's mouth, because he was one of the geniuses.
Let me go further about him. When you listen to hello,
yeah,
Robert Knight, when he did the news report for Wake Up Call, which broke the Wake Up Call, broke the Tuya story. It's because of Wake Up Call with Bernard White. He was on way back in the fall fundraising drive. He had two guys on from Tuya. And because of that, Amy did a story on it. And because of that, 2020, the New York Times the L.A. Times, and 30 or 40 CNN. I was there bringing the people in. But because of Wake Up Call, the tandem of Wake Up Call and Democracy Now!, Tuya is now a national story and emblematic.
Remember,
more than any other drug bust in the country of the failure of the drug war. And God bless Wake Up Call and Amy Goodman, who did three or four, I think four stories on Tuya. And it's the ground zero story. And Robert Knight, who is brilliant, he went down there on his own accord, went down there, he did some stories. He got there at 3 o'clock. I told you this last week. Got there at 3 o'clock. By 5 o'clock, he had a story filed on Free Speech Radio for the Dennis Bernstein show. And he had two here. And I want you to know, whoever made the decision to block Robert Knight's stories on Tuya and those interviews was they did something so insidious, not only to the people who support BAI and are hoping that it returns to its normal state, but to the city and to the anti-war on drugs movement as a whole.
All right, Randy, I'm going to ask you to give way to some other...
I want to hear...
Randy, remember when Noriega was giving Robert Knight messages when the U.S. had invaded Panama and he was on the run and the only person he would talk to was Robert Knight?
You're on the air. Hello? You're on the air.
Yeah, I heard Robert Knight on during the early days of the coup. Robert Knight, there's some people was calling Clayton a nigger, and nobody would believe they did it. And Robert Knight stood right there and never said nothing. He never said he heard it.
Well,
and he had to have heard it. He was right there. He never said it. So his word is
well,
nothing.
Maybe Clayton didn't recognize that someone was disguising their voice, just like I can recognize you're disguising
your
voice.
Very, very bad disguise.
Very bad disguise. You're on the radio.
Ooh,
hi.
Hi, this is Orlando.
Orlando, turn your radio down, please.
Yep, I got it. This is, hey. So, has John left the station? Is he still around?
I'm hovering around here. I'm watching the master work here as he's working videos. The technology, he's got musicians, rappers. Bob's got it going on here.
Excellent,
I'm
excellent.
A fossil, just a fossil.
Excellent. And,
a vessel.
You know, of course,
a vessel.
Bobby
faces. I'm
sincere. I have a couple of things to say. One of the EC committee members and I were sort of commiserating over being kind of confused about stuff going on in Ireland, and we decided we need an Ireland for Dummies show sometime soon to break it down for us again, do some basics.
Well, we can duck classes at Rocky Sullivan's every Saturday around 3:30 after Radio Free Erin.
Okay, great.
What is that?
It's on 29th and Lex. It's an Irish cultural institute that serves Guinness.
You were playing at a place on 29th and
29th and 2nd Avenue.
Patty Riley.
Yeah.
All right, I play there sometimes.
Yes,
Steve Duggan.
Great.
Yeah, we played there the other night.
Wonderful.
Fuzzy Linhart. And me, myself, Moogie, Klingman.
See if you can hit him up for the election fundraiser, John. one thing I'd like to say, I'm a listener from the KPFA signal area, and you know, since I'm about 12, it's about 25 years. And one of the things that I'm finding really hard about what's going on at BAI is the local focus. This is a national takedown, and it's been going on for 10 years. And the thing that's It's. I mean, I hear the pain of everybody involved at BAI, and I miss Robert's voice, and I'm worried about Amy, and I'm sad to see Brother Shine go off, and all kinds of things.
Bob Letterer.
Kathy Davis. I mean, I've learned
just this week, folks.
I know, just this week, and just in my
WBAI War Memorial with the name down front, etched into stone.
Just in my short time here, you know, all these people I've learned so much from, and I'm going to be, you know, not able to hear them on, you know, on the radio. I mean, I'm
WBIX.org.
I know, I'm blessed. You know, I'm wired and all, but a lot of people aren't, and we're cutting off so many people when we lose those voices. And one thing I'd like to say too is I think that it's really important that you know, as we work to revitalize the network, we secure it to the ground through listener empowerment and giving the listeners structural means to ground the organization, to recall leaders that mislead us.
Mislead?
Know,
are you talking about somebody?
Did I say mislead? Did I?
No.
Yeah, I think that's
one. This is getting
one,
a little bit close to the bone.
Yeah, I think that's one of our issues.
I think you got to back off a little bit, or
well,
I'll think you're trying to do some damage to Radio Unnameable here.
Oh, What I'm trying to say is, regardless of the personalities out here, and I know that there were issues before the coup that mean that it's a very complicated issue behind the doors. That there's stuff going on in the national scene that sort of gives a focus to all of this stuff, and it's important that people, you know, get involved and look past the tip of their nose. So I sure wish you were on earlier, because I'm not going to be able to get up tomorrow morning at all. It's terrible. But thanks for all you do, and I do love your show. And you sound a little bit like my dad, so it's nice to hear your voice when I'm far away from home.
So are you saying think nationally and act locally?
Absolutely.
Who's your dad?
I'm not sure you'd know him. He's not a radio personality. I just call him Dad.
Uh-huh.
But anyway, your voice is great, and so is your show, and I'm really glad that you open up the phones for people like myself. And love to everybody out there who's been hurt by all this.
I see somebody at the door. No one's paying attention.
Huh?
Some poor person standing outside the door trying to get in.
Uh-oh.
The door is
Yeah, well, do they have a mask on? Are they protected by some anonymity? Are you guys wearing your masks?
Oh, no.
Is there a TV camera here? I can find one.
Yeah.
Is there one?
No.
It must
not,
be.
Not in the studio. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I just wanted to say what I said, so thank you very much.
So good to be on your show, Bob. Sometimes these things give me the blues, yeah. A lady in a turban, in a cocaine tree, yeah. Oh, she does a dance so rhythmically. She's crying and singing. Oh, she's just having a good time. That's right, Bobby. Oh, don't that cocaine tree look fine? Just put on your sailing shoes. Hey, just put on your sailing shoes. Don't you know everyone is bound to laugh when you put on your sailing shoes? Hey! Dying. Now he got a dime. Yeah, he'll catch more fish, baby, oh, every time. If you got a dime, yeah. Well, I got a pull. And you know I'm gonna get down and meet you at the fishing hole. If you'll put on your sailing shoes, that's right. Just to put on your sailing shoes. Took away old Bernard. Yeah, yeah. Now they got Robert and Al Lewis, too. That's true. Took away Bob Lederer and Kathy Davis. What are you gonna do?
And now Mookie's putting me in the same stew.
Won't you put on your free speech shoes? Yeah, and everybody soon is gonna jump and laugh when you put on your free speech shoes. A little more speech is the answer to speech we don't like. None of these goddamn phone hang-ups that I keep hearing coming from my radio. Opportunity, Mr. Fass.
Well, you blew it.
I blew it and I knew it.
Are you gonna, is Sheriff going to join in with you or what? I mean, you
is
promised Sheriff me Sheriff.
Folk rock blues,
I want some
Ryan?
Sheriff. You're going to be playing. You're going to be playing at that club. Sheriff can, not going to be playing there with
well,
you.
Well, here I've been inviting him. He came down once to play, but he didn't have the guts to get on stage. Too many white people.
No, I promise the next gig, I'm coming down. I'm coming down.
This is a really great rapper. Great sound. Mellifluous
sound. I've heard about you from
great
a
rhymer.
Lot of different places. Yeah.
Yes, thanks a lot. I appreciate it.
You can take your hate radio. You can put it where the sun don't shine. Bow down to the goddesses of peace and love. Shut your mouth and stop your lie. Yeah, you can take your hate radio. Put it where the sun shines. The sun don't shine. Bow down to the goddesses of peace and love. Shut your mouth and stop your lies. A free speech now, yeah. Give me free speech now. I know you listen to us out there, folks. You're thinking these thoughts, so come on and sing along with me. Give me free speech now, yeah, yeah. A little free speech now. Or you can take your hate radio. Or you can put it where the sun don't shine. Bow down to the goddesses of peace and love. Yeah, to shut your mouth and stop your lies. Give me a little bit of free speech now. Give me a little bit of free speech now. Don't disconnect my phone. Just leave me alone. Bring my friends back. All you do is yak. You don't let me sing. You don't let my heart bring out my game, out my thoughts. Give me free speech now. Free speech now. You can take your hate radio, stick it where the sun don't shine. Bow down to the goddesses of peace and love. Shut your mouth and stop your lying. You can get this free speech now. Come on, a little bit free speech now. Yeah, you're listening to your radios. Your eyes are crying. Your heart is hoping beyond hope. Just a little bit of free speech. Free speech. And you can take that hate radio. Stick it where the sun shines. Bow down to the goddesses of peace and love. Shut your mouth and stop your lying. Was a man. He came to this world, love in his hand, his banner unfurled. Well, they nailed him with their lies. In the end, he was crucified, and they'll do it to you. They'll crucify me. Just wait to see that when freedom is outlawed. That's right. One day it may be when freedom is outlawed, yeah. Oh, yeah. Or only the outlaws are free. That's right. Oh, only the outlaws are free. So many people, oh, they'll do what they can. Oh, they're willing to stand up, demonstrate, each woman and man. You see, the people will be free, and they'll fight back. Wait and see, they'll fight back for you. They'll fight back for me, I'm sure you'd agree. When freedom is outlawed, one day it may be. When freedom is outlawed, oh yeah, only the outlaws are free. Came for the street peddlers. I did not say anything. I was not a street peddler. Then they came for the squeegee guys. Well, I wasn't a squeegee guy, so I didn't say a goddamn thing. Then they came for all the homeless people. Well, I wasn't homeless. I didn't speak out then. Then they came for anyone who even just smoked a joint and threw them in jail. Well, maybe I did that, but I'm certainly not speaking out about that. Then they came for our radio station, man. And, well, I think it's about time we started to speak out. Because if we don't speak out about that, then by the time they take us away, there'll be nobody left to speak out at all. So save your radio. Save your radio station. There is a cloud hanging over this land, and it's willing to stand up, rain down on every woman and man. But the people will breathe free. They'll stand up, wait and see. They'll stand up for you. And they'll stand up for me, I'm
sure you'd agree when freedom is outlawed. One day it may be, when freedom is outlawed. Oh yeah, only the outlaws are free. That's right, yeah, yeah. Only the outlaws are free. Stand up for free speech. Only the outlaws are free.
You're on the radio.
Yes.
Hello.
Hi. I'd like to get to a point.
Turn your radio down, if you please.
Yeah, I'll do just that.
Do that.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right. I keep asking this question for several months, and I cannot get an answer. I'm speaking to the brother in the afternoon. Hugh, I don't know his last name right now. Hugh, and he avoids the question and keeps hammering up on me, and he seems to pride himself on being some kind of intellectual, but you know, I'm quite bright myself, and I don't know why he keeps hanging up on me. But the question is this: you keep calling me an Afro-American. I have no idea what that means.
I was once cautioned not to say Afro-American.
African-American.
No. Okay. They said Afro is a hairstyle.
Okay. African-American. It has a meaning to me.
What's that?
That has a meaning to me.
It has no meaning to you? Or
no,
has
I'm African.
It has a meaning to you.
I'm African. And we are African people. And I mean, thanks to the slave trade, we have been dispersed throughout the whole Western Hemisphere, from the tip of Chile all the way up to Canada, as our white slaves, and these are African people. So some actually some went to the Caribbean, so-called Caribbean, Puerto Rico, Jamaica, etc. But we are African people. I'm African. Okay, I'm African by way of West Indies. Both my parents are from one from Jamaica, one from Bermuda. Okay, but the question I'm asking you, and I'm asking it directly: why is it that you don't refer to so-called Latinos as Latino Americans and Hispanics as Hispanic Americans? Why don't you? I never hear that.
Latin Americans.
No. Hear me, sir. No. You can't dance around it. Please, you're not talking to a fool. Why is it you don't speak about Latinos as Latino Americans? Why is it you don't speak about Hispanics as Hispanic Americans? Only when it comes to Africa, I'm an African American. Why aren't these people Latino Americans or Hispanic Americans?
Well, I'll tell you why if you want to know why.
Yeah, I wonder why the term never used.
What I have always been taught is the polite thing to do is to refer to people the way they call themselves.
What does that mean?
It means if you say you're an African-American, African-American. If you say you're an Italian-American, you're an Italian-American. If you say you're Italian, you're Italian. If you say you're American, you're American.
Wait a minute.
You call yourself whatever you want to call yourself. Who you are is we all come from Africa, you know.
Latinos told you in a private meeting or something, don't call us Latino Americans, call us Latinos. They told you that?
Every one of them.
So I'm saying I'm African, okay? So don't call me no African American. I have nothing to do with America. The only American is.
All right. You got it.
No. I'm not through. The only American is a Native American. It's the only American, a Native American, and they took the country from them and murdered and raped and committed barbarous acts upon them, and which is horrendous. I won't even go into it. That's the only American. It's a Native American. Mm-hmm. They call him Indian. He's no Indian. He's a Native American. That's the only American. These are Europeans running around here.
Listen, can I give you... Can I try to operate a little paradigm shift here?
Pardon me?
A little, like, I want to, like, talk about what you're talking about, but I want to ask you to look at it from another perspective.
Which is what, sir?
Which is this. Race as a way to divide people and to categorize people is something of recent...
Why do you keep racism going?
You're not letting me finish.
He's the one that perpetuates it. It keeps it on the front burner.
I am.
Go ahead.
You're not letting me finish I have to say, I speak very slowly. I wish you'd... I'm not as smart, perhaps, as you are. And I have a little trouble, keeping up with fantastic dances of your mind.
That's cool.
But I'm trying to explain my point of view, and you won't let me
because you
keep ragging me and ragging me, and every time I try to get an idea out before it's half formed, you destroy it.
Please speak.
And I also want to observe something else. You speak in a way that, to me, my ear is reminiscent of Jimmy Baldwin. I don't know why.
My man,
there's something
observant.
Well, there's something in your voice that reminds me of him.
You're very observant. That's my man.
Really?
I like him a lot. He's very smart, brother.
I hope you don't think I'm condescending when I say.